It may make a knife.
You mean if the knife would cut them or just stab them? If they stab them, that's a hole. But if they cut them, that's a cut.
The doctor would have to look at the
wound?
Yeah. Okay. Now that kind of skinless growth that grows in a wound, and the wound doesn't heal clean. There's kind of a white substance, granular substance would get in there, would form around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it would have to be cut.
Well, that would be inflammation from
it. Did you ever hear of any kind of flesh that would, some kind of flesh?
A draft? Like if you have a burn and it healed but not good, it could take a piece of your flesh from some part of your body, like off your butt, off your thigh, and put on that wound, you call that drafting it.
Yeah. But do you know what proud flesh is?
Oh, yeah. Proud flesh is like you cut yourself real deep and the skin open up that you can see your flesh moving. I think that's what you call proud. Because it looks like little worms moving. I think you call that plied. That's a deep cut, and it's a hard thing to sew up. Because
mm-hmm.
all those little nerves is in the way, you see. Sometimes they make a good job of it, and sometimes it leaves a big whelp on your arm, or wherever your body is.
And that's called plowed flesh?
No, the plowed flesh is what I think it is. It's when it's a deep cut and that tender part of your flesh comes out and you have to push it back in and then sew it. But if he doesn't do it right away, then you can't do it. Just make a terrible scar.
For just a little cut, you would use what? What would you put on it?
Just a bandage.
What would you clean it with out of the cabinet you use?
Oh, you take some peroxide and wash it off good. If it's a bad enough, if it was a cut, was done by a dirty glass or a rusty nail, you take some Ivory soap and you make a lather in a pan and you soak that. And if it's a place where you can't soak it, then you just take a piece of cotton or a piece of gauze and you wash that well. And after you wash it, you put peroxide on it. And if it's not a deep cut, you can put methylate on it, burn it out.
What about that brown liquid? That brown liquid?
Iodine?
Yeah, okay.
You mostly put that on nail stuff.
Okay. Now people, when they got, what did they used to give for malaria? They gave what for malaria?
Oh, no.
You ever see that tonic they gave for malaria? Quinine?
Quinine? No, quinine is for fever. You give quinine for fever. You give them 3 sixes for fever. Any kind of fever. But for malaria fever, I don't know what they give them for that. I don't even remember.
Okay.
I have never had dealings with anybody who had malaria fever.
Now, somebody might catch fever, and you'd say the doctor did everything he could, but...
It didn't break the fever?
Yeah, and he finally...
Well, these days, they wash a person down with alcohol. Or they wrap them, put ice packs on them to break the fever. But long ago in my days, we would go out in the woods and get ella leaves and wet it with vinegar, put a sheet on the bed and roll a person up in that, put vinegar all over them and put these ella leaves on and roll them up in it. And less than 20 minutes, they start perspiring and just get... The whole bed will get all wet. You have to change all their clothes in the base, and that fever's broken.
Oh.
You could give them a little quinine, too. You could get quinine then by capsules.
Okay. Now, you might say she's been living alone since her husband
died.
Since he, or otherwise,